Hey everyone, and welcome back. Today we're going deep, really deep, into the future of education.
Yeah, exciting stuff.
But specifically, we're focusing on how AI is gonna, well, maybe revolutionize is too strong a word, but
change, maybe shake things up a bit.
Yeah, how AI is gonna change the way we think critically.
And the cool thing is, we're not just speculating here, you know?
Right. We've got some awesome material to work with for this deep dive.
Exactly. We're going to be looking at transcripts from Melbourne Connect's The Future Of series.
Oh, I love those events. So innovative.
Yeah. They bring together such a fascinating mix of people. And this particular event was all about the future of education.
Future of Education held, what was it, just last week, November 13th, 2024.
That's right. And we get to hear directly from the educators and experts who are there, you know, people who are really passionate about where education is heading, especially with technology, all that.
Yeah, that's what I love about these deep dives. We get those firsthand insights. You know, we're not just reading some dry report.
No, no, this is the good stuff, straight from the source.
So strap yourselves in, folks, because we're about to get into some seriously thought-provoking territory.
For sure. And one of the big things that came up at this event was this whole debate about AI.
Oh, yeah, AI. Everyone's talking about it.
Is it a friend or foe to critical thinking? That was the big question.
Right. Is AI going to help us think better, or is it going to make us all lazy?
Because let's face it, there are some people out there who are a little worried.
Worried that we'll become too reliant on AI tools, like, oh, I don't know, ChatGPT.
Yeah, like we'll just accept whatever ChatGPT spits out without actually thinking for ourselves.
Right, just passive consumers of information, no critical analysis, no questioning.
Which, you know, is a valid concern, but yeah, it's not a new concern, right? I mean, think about when calculators came on the scene.
Oh, yeah, good point. People freaked out about those, too.
Or the internet. Remember the early days of the internet? Everyone was worried it would rot our brains.
True. But we figured it out.
We did, and we'll figure this out, too. The key is finding that balance, you know?
Balance.
Between leveraging the incredible potential of AI and making sure we don't lose those vital, critical thinking skills.
Because we don't want to become, like, you know, AI zombies or something.
No, definitely not. We need to be in the driver's seat using AI to enhance our thinking, not replace it.
So how do we do that? What do these experts at the Melbourne Connect event have to say?
Well, one of the things that kept coming up was this idea of AI literacy.
AI literacy.
Like, we can't just throw these powerful AI tools at students without giving them the knowledge and skills to use them effectively, critically.
So it's not enough to just know how to use ChatGPT. You need to understand what's going on under the hood.
Exactly. You need to be able to analyze what it produces, spot any biases that might be baked into the algorithm.
Oh, that's interesting. Biases and algorithms.
Yeah, algorithms aren't neutral. They're created by humans with all our human flaws and blind spots.
So AI literacy is about being a savvy consumer of AI-generated information.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's about being discerning, critical, thoughtful.
Which brings us to another big theme that emerged from the event, this need to rethink how we approach education.
Rethink education, yeah, because it's not just about adding AI tools to the mix.
It's about a fundamental shift in how we teach and learn.
Right. Several educators were talking about moving away from rote memorization, you know, that old school style of learning.
Yeah, memorizing facts and figures.
And focusing more on developing those adaptable, flexible, critical thinking skills.
The kind of skills you need to thrive in a world where AI is becoming increasingly prevalent.
Absolutely. Because AI can handle a lot of the rote tasks, the data crunching, the information retrieval.
So we need to focus on what AI can't do.
Creativity, critical analysis, problem solving, those uniquely human skills.
I like that. Uniquely human skills.
Those are the skills that will set us apart in the age of AI.
So what were some of the specific ideas that these educators had? How do we actually rethink education in this way?
Okay, so one really interesting suggestion was to use AI, like ChatGPT, for example, as a starting point.
Okay, a starting point for what?
For deeper learning. So let's say you have students writing an essay. Instead of having them start from scratch, they could use ChatGPT to generate an initial draft, kind of a framework.
Ah, I see. So it's like a tool to help them get the ball rolling.
Exactly. But then here's the key. They don't just accept that AI-generated draft as gospel.
Right. They critically analyze it. They pick it apart, see where it's strong, where it's weak.
They do their own research, add their own insights, their own voice.
So it's a way of using AI to scaffold their learning,
yep,
to help them reach a higher level of understanding.
Exactly. And another cool idea was to create these dedicated critical thinking modules.
Critical thinking modules, what are those?
So these would be like mini courses designed specifically to help students deconstruct and evaluate AI-generated content.
So like how to spot the biases we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. How to analyze the logic behind an AI-written article, how to determine the credibility of an AI-generated image.
It's like giving them a toolkit for navigating this new world of AI-created information.
Exactly. Because we need to equip them with those critical thinking skills, those tools, to be able to discern what's reliable, what's biased, what's just plain fake.
Especially now that AI can create content that's almost indistinguishable from human-created content.
Right, that's the thing. The lines are getting blurred.
Which is both exciting and a little scary, I have to admit.
Definitely. But that's why this conversation is so important, why events like the future of education are so valuable.
Because we need to figure out how to navigate this new landscape, how to prepare our students for a future where AI is going to be everywhere.
And it's not just about what happens in the classroom.
Right. It's about the broader implications of AI for society as a whole.
Exactly. We need to think about how AI is going to impact the way we work, the way we consume information, the way we make decisions.
The way we live our lives, basically.
Yeah. And that's where things get really interesting.
Well, I can't wait to dive into that. But first, I think we need a little break.
Sounds good to me. You know, one thing that really struck me from that Melbourne Connect event was this sense of, like, optimism.
Oh, yeah, I felt that too.
Like, yeah, there were concerns about AI, sure.
Definitely.
But there was also this, like, this real excitement.
Excitement.
About the potential for AI to actually, you know, enhance critical thinking.
Not just, like, you know, be a threat to it.
Right, exactly. It wasn't all doom and gloom.
No, not at all.
It was more like, okay, we've got this powerful tool. How do we use it for good?
How do we make it work for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one idea that I found really fascinating was this concept of using AI as a kind of a thought partner.
Oh, a thought partner. That's interesting. Tell me more.
So imagine AI systems that are designed not just to, you know, give you answers.
Right.
But to actually challenge your assumptions, present alternative viewpoints.
If you think.
Make you think. Encourage you to dig deeper, to question everything.
Like having a personal Socrates in your pocket.
Haha, exactly. Always pushing you to consider different perspectives.
So it's not about replacing teachers. It's about giving them a tool to, like, amplify their ability to teach critical thinking.
Exactly. It's like an AI teaching assistant, you know?
Okay, I like that.
And the possibilities are kind of endless.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, you could have AI debate partners.
AI debate partners.
Yeah, to help students hone their argumentation skills.
That's cool.
Or AI-powered writing coaches.
Writing coaches, interesting.
To give feedback on essays, help students refine their arguments.
So it's like personalized feedback.
Yeah, tailored to each student's needs.
Which brings up another point, personalized learning. One of the transcripts from the event talked about AI creating these customized learning pathways for each student.
Oh, yeah, that's a really hot topic right now, personalized learning.
Because everyone learns differently, right?
Absolutely. We all have different strengths, different weaknesses, different learning styles.
And AI could help us tailor the learning experience to each individual student.
That's the idea. It could revolutionize how we approach education.
It's exciting to think about.
It is. And speaking of exciting, there was a lot of buzz at the event about gamification.
Oh, yeah. Gamification. That's always a fun time.
People love games, right? So why not use that to our advantage?
Make learning fun.
Exactly. Imagine educational games where the AI is like a dynamic opponent or guide.
Challenging students, pushing them to think critically.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just about making learning fun, although that's important.
Of course.
It's also about making it relevant, you know, connecting it to the real world.
Because no one wants to learn stuff that they'll never use.
Right. And AI can help us do that.
How so?
Well, one of the speakers talked about using AI in ethics and philosophy education.
Ethics and philosophy. Okay. I'm intrigued.
So imagine an AI system that presents you with these real-world ethical dilemmas.
Like moral quandaries, those tricky situations where there's no easy answer.
Exactly. And the AI could challenge students to apply those theoretical concepts they're learning to those complex situations.
So it's not just about memorizing ethical principles, it's about actually applying them.
Yeah. And the AI could even play the role of a devil's advocate, you know?
I like that.
Forcing students to really defend their positions, consider other perspectives.
That would be a great learning experience.
It would. And it would help students develop those critical thinking
skills. They need to understand this technology, how it works, how it's shaping our world.
Exactly. It's not about being afraid of AI. It's about being informed, being critical, being thoughtful.
So we need to start teaching AI literacy early on. Right.
As early as possible. It needs to be part of the curriculum from a young age.
Because this isn't just some passing fad. AI is here to stay.
It is. And it's only going to become more prevalent, more powerful.
So we need to empower our students to be, like, you know, savvy users of AI, not just passive consumers.
Exactly. We need to cultivate a generation of critical thinkers who are comfortable with technology, but also equipped to question it.
Challenge it. And ultimately use it for good.
That's the goal. And, you know, it's important to remember that the future of education isn't just about AI.
Right. It's about the future of human intelligence.
It's about recognizing that AI can be an incredibly powerful tool.
But it's a tool that we need to control. We need to guide its development.
Make sure it serves humanity, not the other way around.
That's a powerful message.
It is. And it's something we need to keep in mind as we move forward into this exciting but also somewhat uncertain future.
So we've talked about the big ideas, the potential pitfalls, and some really innovative solutions for using AI in education.
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground.
But how do we actually put all this into practice?
What are some concrete steps that educators can take to start integrating these ideas into their classrooms?
That's a great question, and I think that's a great place to pick up when we come back.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the potential of AI in education, the challenges, all that.
Yeah, we've really gone deep on this topic.
Well, let's get practical here for a minute.
Okay, practical. I like it.
For those educators listening, the ones who are like, okay, I get it, AI is important, but how do I actually use it in my classroom?
Right. How do you make it work for you and your students?
And how do you make sure you're not just, like, replacing good teaching with AI tools?
Yes, the balance.
Because we don't want to lose sight of those critical thinking skills we were talking about.
Absolutely not. So where do we start? That's the big question.
Well, I think one of the easiest ways is to kind of weave AI tools into your existing lesson plans.
Okay, weave them in. I like that.
But with a critical twist, you know?
What do you mean?
So let's take ChatGPT as an example.
Everyone's favorite AI chatbot.
Right. So instead of just letting students use it to, like, write a whole essay.
Which, let's be honest, some of them are probably already doing.
Probably. But instead of just letting that happen, you could have them use ChatGPT to generate a first draft, and then they analyze it.
Analyze it?
Yeah. Like, where did the AI get things right? Where did it miss the mark? Are there any biases in the information it presented?
So you're using the AI as a starting point, a jumping off point for critical discussion.
Exactly. It's not about taking the AI's output as the final word. It's about using it to stimulate deeper thinking.
I like that. It's like turning ChatGPT into a critical thinking exercise.
Right. And it helps students develop those evaluation skills, you know?
The ability to assess information, to determine its credibility.
Which is crucial in this age of information overload, where anyone can post anything online.
And where AI can create content that's, like, increasingly convincing.
Exactly. And another idea that came up at the Melbourne Connect event was creating what they called critical thinking modules.
Critical thinking modules. That sounds intense.
It's not as scary as it sounds. Basically, these would be, like, mini courses or units focused specifically on teaching students how to evaluate AI-generated content.
So, like, how to spot fake news created by AI.
Exactly. How to tell if an image has been manipulated, how to recognize those biases and algorithms we talked about.
It's like giving them a set of tools, a toolkit for navigating the digital world.
Right. And it's not just about the final product, you know, the AI-generated text or image.
It's about understanding the process behind it.
Yes. Like, how do these algorithms work? How are they trained? What are their limitations?
Because if you understand how something works, you're less likely to be fooled by it.
Exactly. And you're more likely to use it critically and responsibly.
It's like teaching someone to fish instead of just giving them a fish.
I like that analogy. Empowering them to be independent thinkers, not just passive consumers of information.
So these critical thinking modules would be a great way to do that.
Yeah. And they could be integrated into all sorts of subjects, not just, like, computer science.
Right, because AI is going to impact pretty much every field.
It is. And another cool idea that came up was this concept of, like, iterative dialogue with AI.
Iterative dialogue. What's that?
So instead of just accepting the AI's suggestions or outputs, you encourage students to kind of have a conversation with the AI.
A conversation?
Yeah. Challenge it, ask it questions, refine its suggestions, use it as a brainstorming partner.
So it's a more interactive process.
It is. It's about using AI as a collaborator in the learning process, not just a source of answers.
I like that, because learning should be an active process, not a passive one.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not just about individual learning either.
Right. Collaboration's important too.
Yeah. And AI can actually help us create these really cool collaborative learning environments.
How so?
Well, imagine AI-powered platforms where students can work together on projects, share ideas, and get feedback not just from each other, but from AI assistants as well.
Oh, wow. That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like having an AI tutor available 24/7.
Right. Providing personalized support and guidance to each student.
And it could also help students develop those important collaboration skills, you know, mm-hmm. communication, teamwork, all that.
Absolutely. Because in the real world, most problems are solved collaboratively.
So we need to prepare our students for that.
We do. And one final point I want to make is this. We need to make sure we're connecting AI education to real world problems and challenges.
Make it relevant. Show them how AI can be used to make a difference.
Exactly. Whether it's like analyzing data to solve environmental problems or designing new products or services, the possibilities are endless.
It's about showing them that AI isn't just some abstract concept. It's a tool that can be used to improve our world.
And it's about empowering them to be like change makers, using their critical thinking skills and their understanding of AI to create a better future.
I love that. So I think if we had to sum up this whole deep dive into one key takeaway.
One big takeaway, what would it be?
It would be this. Embrace the potential of AI.
Yes.
But never, ever lose sight of the importance of human critical thinking.
Could not agree more. That's the key to navigating this new world, to shaping the future we want.
And on that note, we encourage you, our listeners, to keep exploring, keep questioning, keep challenging the status quo.
Because the future of education is in our hands, and it starts with critical thinking.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. It's been a fascinating journey, and we hope you've learned as much as we have.